More than 2 hours later, an exhausted Paul Revere arrived at the Clark Parsonage, where, to his dismay, Hancock and Adams still lingered. "I thought you two would be long gone," Revere complained, as the two fugitives pored over a map of Middlesex. "The British will be here any minute."
"We thought you were in Concord," Hancock retorted. "Don't tell us you made it all the way there and back on a tired horse in 3 hours."
"The British stopped me and took my horse," Revere admitted. He told them what had happened. Adams stroked his chin.
"So we know the British are coming, and the British know that we know. Well, then, at least we'll be fighting on equal terms."
He looked at Hancock.
"John, it's time to go."
"Where are you headed?" Revere asked.
"Up to Burlington," Hancock answered. "We have horses waiting outside town, if you'll help us get our gear. The big trunk is over in Buckman's Tavern, and you'll have to send it along when you can."
Revere nodded. The three men carried the remaining luggage to a farmhouse on the edge of town, where Revere said a final farewell to his two friends. It was nearly 5 o'clock in the morning. 5 minutes later, Revere was inside Buckman's Tavern, where more than 70 members of the Lexington militia were assembled, muskets primed and loaded. Their leader, Captain John Parker, was giving his men last-minute instructions.
"Remember, men," Parker was saying as Revere downed a mug of ale, "stand your ground. Don't fire unless fired upon, but if they mean to have a war, let it begin here."
This statement was greeted by applause and raucous shouts. As conversation arose, the door to the tavern burst open, and a small boy ran in, all out of breath.
"They're here," he shouted. "Just past Ide's farm, and they'll reach the green inside of 5 minutes."
"Out you go, men," Captain Parker shouted.
Revere watched the militia file out the door and assemble in lines on the green as onlookers gathered in anxious curiosity. Without a weapon, Revere himself remained a spectator, as the British, an advance unit several hundred strong, commanded by Major John Pitcairn, marched into Lexington and reached the green.